From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. warns against Russian airstrikes in Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says Russian airstrikes in Syria Wednesday hit areas that probably did not contain Islamic State targets. He told reporters Russian intervention will only inflame the civil war.
Fighting ISIL without pursuing a parallel political transition only risks escalating the civil war in Syria, and with it, the very extremism and instability that Moscow claims to be concerned about and aspire to fighting. So this approach, that approach, is tantamount, as I said then, to pouring gasoline on the fire.
He says the U.S.-led coalition will continue to focus on the IS group despite Russia's request that U.S. aircraft not be used in the same airspace. U.S.-led airstrikes were conducted Wednesday over Aleppo. U.S. defense officials say the Russian airstrikes centered near the western city of Homs. The U.S. and Russian militaries expected to hold talks on ways to avoid any encounters in the air. Burkina Faso's interim president, Michel Kafando, Wednesday visited the captured barracks of the presidential guard in the capital, Ouagadougou, following his failed coup 2 weeks ago.
L'honneur est sauf pour notre vaillante armée nationale.
Mr. Kafando praised the army for an operation to retake the barracks and cause no casualties. He said the reputation of the army has been restored. Mr. Kafando's government says it's trying to convince coup leader General Gilbert Diendera to surrender a day after he sought refuge in the Vatican embassy. The guard launched the coup after the interim government barred supporters of former President Kampori from running in upcoming elections. This is VOA News. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas told the UN General Assembly session on Wednesday that Palestinians are no longer bound by the two-decade-old Oslo peace agreements with Israel. Mr. Abbas says it's unconscionable, given Palestinian patience, exile, suffering, and acceptance of the two-state solution, that the question of Palestine remains unresolved. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded, saying the speech was deceitful and encourages incitement and destruction in the Middle East. The Palestinian leader's remarks preceded a ceremony raising the Palestinian flag at the UN headquarters for the first time, placing it alongside those of the UN's other 193 member states. A U.S. Army spokesman says members of the coalition special forces were threatened in northern Afghanistan early Wednesday, prompting U.S. airstrikes near the provincial capital of Kunduz, captured Monday by Taliban fighters. Coalition advisors are assisting Afghan security forces in trying to recapture the city. The Kunduz airport complex was the scene of heavy fighting on Tuesday. At least 100 have been killed or wounded. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, speaking to dozens of officials in New York Wednesday, appealed to approach Europe's refugee crisis with creativity, compassion, and courage.
We face the biggest refugee and migration crisis since World War II. Over the last year, more than 60 million people have been forced from their homes. Desperate conditions are compelling people around the world to move. The Syria crisis is a tragic and dramatic illustrations of this.
The UN says more than 500,000 asylum seekers have left war and poverty, the Middle East, South Asia, and Africa since January, reaching Europe through Greece and Italy. Some countries who at first opened their borders to migrants have now sealed them or have reimposed visa rules and checks on asylum seekers. Trade ministers of the dozen nations of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact are meeting in Atlanta, Georgia, in the final stages of multi-year negotiations that are to create a massive free trade zone encompassing Pacific Rim countries. Hopes are high some form of agreement will be reached at this round or the final round of the year scheduled in November in the Philippines. They continue to discuss trade in cars, drugs, and dairy products. Critics say the TPP does too little to protect jobs, the environment, the rights of union workers, and will increase costs of some drugs. Thousands of South Africans marched against corruption in Pretoria and Cape Town Wednesday in what organizers say will become a broad civic movement, a campaign against graft, with signs reading "Corruption taxes the poor, we say tax the rich." Much of the anger was aimed at President Jacob Zuma and the ruling African National Congress. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.